When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
All right, welcome in, everybody. This is it, the championship match of Dynasty Game Night. The Season 1 tournament is coming to a close tonight. Matt Price is looking to get a win for the first time in a while. But hey, at least he qualified. He made it in. He has a chance. Matt, how are you doing? Are you ready?
I'm doing good, man. I was really stressed out about this week, but you know what? I'm here with two of the best in the industry. If I lose tonight, I'm not going to be sad about it. I kind of feel like a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was whatever episode it was when Brandon Merriweather Lee was on, I got kind of jabbed a little bit, and then I came back, and then Nathan hit me with a, or Ryan hit me with like a, another jab, and then Nathan hit me with an uppercut last episode, and then now they're ready to knock for the knockout. So
all right, we'll guys. See how it goes. Kick him while he's down. Kick him while he's down. Nathan, are you ready to start swinging?
No shame, man.
Yo, I'm ready. I've never been more prepared for a podcast ever. I didn't know we could study last time. Matt studied, and I didn't know that was allowed. So I studied up for this game. So let's go.
Ryan, I'm sure you're prepped without any study time, right?
I had no study time. I'm just hoping you got that new ADP file I sent you earlier today, John.
Unfortunately, we will be going off old ADP, but I've got a game that I can't wait to play for the ADP game. So tonight we will have three games. We will have the name game, of course. That was Matt's selection. We will have the trade game. It's going to be a little bit different, but that was Nathan's selection. And we're going to play ADP Cliffhanger, borrowing from John Paul Hurley. Going to bring the DTC Cliffhanger on over, and we will be playing some ADP Cliffhanger. So going to be a little bit different of an ADP game tonight. All right, let's see. I guess we'll let Matt choose the game first. Matt, what do you want to start with?
I don't remember how to play ADP Cliffhanger, so let's start with that one.
No, all righty. So ADP Cliffhanger, what we're going to do here is I am going to give you these will be positional ADP. So I'm going to give you a position and a number, and you are going to give me a player. You will, you know, if you hit it dead on, position you get a zero. So what was that?
Oh, okay. A position and a number?
So like wide receiver 26.
I will give you a position. So if I say running back one,
okay,
you would have to say, obviously that's David Johnson. To which point I would then find out where David Johnson is, subtract it from one, or, you know, subtract one from it. And let's say he's whatever, four, or whatever. I don't know where he is actually right now.
Yep.
So then we're up three.
We're still trying to get closest to the right.
Correct.
ADP, right? Okay.
The cliff is 12.
What does that mean? Oh, so if we get 12 points, then we're out?
Yes. If you get 13, you're out. You can go to 12, then you're hanging on that edge.
Got it. Okay.
Hanging over there. Everybody understands.
So it's an elimination game. We're going to play until there's one left.
Correct.
Got it.
And
got it.
My hope is that it actually goes quickly and smoothly. We'll see how quickly I can look up positional ADPs on. We are, of course, using DLF ADP.
What's that?
Everybody understand the game.
Shut it.
We'll let Ryan go first.
That's right.
No, actually, I'm sorry. We're going to make Ryan go last because we're going to say you cannot use the same player. Sound fair?
That works.
So Ryan's going to go last on the first question. We'll make Matt start off. All right, Matt. Wide receiver 7.
Wide receiver 7. Let's say Keenan Allen.
Nathan.
And you can't go over?
You can go over or under. It doesn't matter.
Okay, then I will go Julio Jones.
Okay, and Ryan. He's counting down.
That's not a good sign.
Ryan, who you got?
I think they're both close.
I can confirm that. They are both close.
I will say, let's see. Devonta Adams.
Somebody nailed it on the head.
That's Ryan.
Devonta Adams. But here's the positive. Keenan Allen is number six. Julio Jones is number eight.
Nice.
No, so nice. Wow.
Championship level game here right off the bat. So doing that quick math, one and one. So Nathan and Matt both have one. Ryan stays at zero. All right, we're going to move on down the list a little bit further. Wide receiver 22. Oh. Insert cliffhanger music here.
How about Sammy Watkins?
Sammy Watkins. All righty.
Corey Davis.
And Ryan.
I think that's bad, Nathan.
Damn.
I'm going to say Dez Bryant.
All right. So Ryan did not nail it on the head this time. That's good. Ryan's picking up some points. So wide receiver 22 is Josh Gordon.
Nah.
Dez Bryant comes in at 26. So Ryan is now at 4 points total. Sammy comes in at 21. So Matt is only picking up 1 point in this round. Corey Davis comes in at 15. So Nathan is picking up 7. So he is all the way up to 8 now.
Ouch.
Getting close to the edge of that cliff. So just to go over the scores here again, we've got Nathan at 8, Ryan at 4, and Matt leading the pack at 2.
I need it.
All right, we're going to switch positions. We're going to go to running back 31, and Matt will get to go first here. Ryan will go second, and Nathan will get to go last.
Nathan, you're out. What is it, running back what?
Running back 31, so just on the edge, if you're like thinking like, you know, the flex and a two running back, you know, maybe this guy's a viable starter. Running back 31.
I got a good one. Don't steal it, Matthew.
How about
you guys don't like stealing picks from each other, do you? How about that's not a theme on the podcast at all.
How about Duke Johnson?
Yeah, are you Duke kidding? Johnson. Seriously.
All right, Ryan. My,
hold on.
I think that's too high. I think he's too high.
Well, that's who I wanted. Now I got to think a minute.
You snipe me in mock drafts, Ryan. I snipe you in ADP games, I guess.
When it counts.
This is much more models. Important. 31. I am going to say Alex Collins.
Wow.
That's good. That's really good.
Think of the worst starter.
That is.
All righty. Nathan, are you going to stay in the game? You've got to be, let's see here, what, 4 or less away from running back 31?
I am going to go with, this is wrong, but I'm going to go Crowell.
Crowell will. Nathan, can I get like some, falling down a big valley.
Oh, no.
There you go.
That was a good one.
So Nathan is out. Running back 31 is Donta Foreman.
He stinks.
Isaiah Crowell.
He's not even going to play next year.
38. So Nathan picked up 7. That wasn't actually that far off.
Foreman's ahead of Crowell.
But it's just.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Based on DLF ADP. All right. So to get to the interesting ones, Duke Johnson.
He's ahead of Milton too, I think.
What?
Foreman's ahead of Lamar Miller, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. He is. Yes, he is. Miller was 36 and Foreman was 31.
Holy crap.
So the battle for Duke Johnson comes in at 29. So Matt picks up 2 points, getting all the way to a number of 4 now. But Ryan beat him on this one. Alex Collins is 32.
Wow.
So Ryan picks up 1.
Nice.
So score update, we have Nathan out. We have Ryan at 5, Matt currently in the lead at 4.
It's not a big enough lead.
It is not a big enough lead. It could end on any question at this point.
So I thought with this game you would stay in the starter range.
So just to be clear,
I gotta believe that running back 31, that's gonna be starting on some of these 9 and 10, start 9, start on 10 leagues.
CPC leagues, maybe.
Not on my rosters.
Oh, fancy.
Not everybody has your KS4 roster, Ryan.
I'm pretty sure Alex Collins was starting on a lot of teams last year. Probably Duke Johnson too. All right. We've got let's switch over to quarterback. Let's go quarterback 22. So we're looking at super flex league, you know, right at the edge. Quarterback 22. Oh,
man. Does Nathan still get a play?
No, he doesn't get a play. He can go for imaginary points if he really wants to, but he's out for the round. So we've got quarterback 22.
Make him go third every time.
Ryan, you get to go first on this one since you're trailing.
Okay. I'm going to try to steal Matt's guy.
You probably will. You're good at it.
I'm going to say Big Ben.
That actually was my guy. Yes. Was my guy.
All right, Matt, who you got?
Well, I'm going to – this is right around the same range. Usually I'm going to say Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, that was my other one.
When you said you were going to steal Matt's guy, I actually thought you were going to say Phillip Rivers.
Those are the two I was debating, so we're on the same page.
Yep, Phillip Rivers. So quarterback 22 is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers is 21 and Ben Roethlisberger 24. So Matt picks up 1 point, Ryan picks up 2. So we are currently now at Ryan at 7.
Should have gave him to me, Ryan.
Matt at 5. Oh, I forgot to give Nathan a guess on that one. Nathan, don't let me forget to give you a guess on this next one.
I would have said Brady. Off of that.
Nathan was going to say Baker Mayfield.
I'm sure he was, actually. Brady would have come in at 15. So
yeah, it would have been awesome.
He would have been halfway up another cliff at that point. All right, we're going to go.
Two cliffs before we get to one.
What was that?
Can Nathan go off two cliffs before we get off one?
He's climbing back up. That's the goal. You know, once you go
negative imaginary points.
All right, let's go back. Let's go to running back. We're going to go running back 19. And Ryan, you are still behind, so you get the advantage of picking Matt's player first. Running back 19.
I'm going to say Shady McCoy.
Ooh.
No, that's bad. I think he's higher than that.
You can change your mind if you want, Ryan. I don't know who I want.
That was the first one that popped into my mind. I'll stick with that.
Running back 19 is McKinnon. I'm going to say McKinnon. He's probably close to that now.
You guys are studying the ADP a little too much in this one. All right,
I'll go Tevin.
You'll go Tevin Coleman. All right. I'm glad that you guys are keeping the math easy on me on this one. And actually, number 19 is Sony. Number 20, LaShawn McCoy. Number 21, McKinnon. Number 22, Tevin Coleman. So nice. Ryan picks up 1 point and Matt picks up 2 points.
Yep.
All right. So Ryan is at 8 points and Matt is at 7 points. Let's go back to wide receiver, the position everybody loves. Let's go wide receiver 38. And
you're making this hard, man.
Trailing. So Ryan gets to go first again.
38. Jeez. I'm just going to go with the first guy I thought of, Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, I'm right in that range too. I'll go now Nelson Aguilar.
And I'll go Mohamed Sanu, if anyone cares.
I care, Nathan. Mohamed Sanu is like wide receiver 73, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what – it was for Ty. Ty, shout out, Ty.
Hey, tomorrow's Ty's birthday.
Happy birthday, Ty.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ty Miller.
Come back and play Dynasty again.
Yes, please do. He is missed. He was fun.
Seriously.
All right.
I mean, he still sends me bad offers and Kadoosh every day, so I don't miss him that much.
All right. Nathan, who did you say?
Mohamed Sanu. I was way off.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep going down. All right, so we were going after 38, which is Mike Williams. Sterling Shepard comes in at 35, picking up 3 points for Ryan, which I believe puts him at 11 now, correct?
Danger zone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 8 plus 3 is 11, so he's getting real close.
Yes.
Matt said Nelson Agholor, who comes in at 37. Matt picks up only 1 point. Still plenty of opportunity here, though, for Ryan to 11. Reach behind him, grab Matt, throw him over the cliff. But I guess it's turning out to be a lot. I didn't think we'd go through this many players to get over the cliff here, guys. This is pretty impressive. So, all right, score update. Ryan has basically almost no wiggle room. He's 11. Matt is at 8. We are going to stay on the wide receivers, and we will go – this should finish it. Let's go wide receiver 49. So we'll go down a little bit further down this list. Wide receiver 49. Ryan, you get to go first. You're still trailing.
I've got one. I'm going to stick in the same class. I think it was the same class. I'm going Josh Dotson.
All righty. And Matt, what do you got?
I'm going to go old. I'm going to go Jordy Nelson.
And I'll go Cam Meredith, but you're way off, Matt.
Nope. He's not way off.
I think Jordy's good there.
He is good. All right. So wide receiver 49 is Equanimeous St. Brown.
My God. So
very, 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 very close. Josh Doxson comes in at 48.
Damn.
Ryan is hanging on that cliff now. Jordy Nelson comes in at 51, putting double digits.
12 to 10. 12 to 10. Wow.
All right.
So I thought that was going to be the end of it.
I have to nail the next one, right?
How in the world did you guys get that far down the list and come that close, both of you?
All right.
That's ridiculous, you guys. All right. We're going to end this. We're going to go.
I made flashcards.
All right. Let's go to running back and see if that can kill it.
We'll
stay up high, though. We'll stay in that starter range. Let's go with running back 11. Ryan, you get to go first.
Hold on, I can get this.
You are still trailing.
This is Ryan's going to nail this one right on.
I think I got this one. Am I going first, did you say?
You are going first. Okay. You have a 2-point lead, and you're hanging on the cliff, man.
I'm counting.
Got to nail it or you fall off.
I have a good guess, but I don't know if it's right on.
I have two guys that I think it is.
Me too.
I'm sorry. Say it again. 10 or 11?
Wider or running back number 11.
Okay. I'm going to say Melvin Gordon.
All righty. And Matt.
I got to go with my boy C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey. I think he's right in there, 12, 11 or 12.
Ryan, can I get some falling off the mountain sound effects as you're fading down? Yeah. Ryan, I'm going to go by one. Christian,
I'm going to go ahead and hang up because
number 11.
I'm not winning the name game or the trade game, so I'm going to bed.
Matt nailed it on the head. Melvin Gordon comes in, number 10. Christian McCaffrey, number 11. Well played, guys.
I almost said Mixon. Where is he?
He is the one in the other direction. He is number 12. So Matt is leading. Oh, Matt, how's that feel?
That feels good to get up a point, honestly. It didn't work out last time, though. I think I won the ADP game last episode, too. And then
I won the last two.
And then Nathan won the last two. So we'll see.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, which game do you want to do next, Matt? You want to do name game or do you want to do the trade game?
No, let's do the trade game. Let's get it out of the way. Let's get this loss over with.
All right.
Make it exciting. That way the last game decides the winner.
All right. So the trade game going to be a little bit different tonight. This is the time of year when we consolidate, right? When you give a 2-for-1 because you want to open up that roster spot, opening up for your rookie drafts. So we're going to play a little 2-for-1 consolidation trading. I'm going to give you two players and you either have to pick one guy out of that pair and offer me two guys for him, or offer me one guy for the pair. As always, we will use the Dynasty Trade Calculator on DynastyTradeCalculator.com. We will be 12-team PPR unless otherwise specified. No draft picks allowed. Only two for one players at this point. Matt is in the lead, so he gets to go first. The first pairing that we have, Jordy Nelson, Jordan Howard.
I'll offer you for both of them.
Okay.
For both Jordy Nelson and Jordan Howard, I will offer you. I had something, and then it just sounded terrible.
I think this spin's going to make it a lot more challenging.
I'm going to offer you Doug Baldwin for both of them.
All righty, and we will play two.
I think that's three. Probably terrible.
So the first person to three will win this game. So Matt offers Baldwin. All right. We'll go over to Ryan since he was close on the last one, and we'll save Nathan for the last. Ryan, do you want to go for the pair of Jordy and Jordan, or do you want to split them and offer me two guys for just one of them?
Yeah, I'm going to offer for both of those two guys as well. I will offer Brandon Cooks for both.
All righty. And on to Nathan. Nathan, what are you going to go for here?
Are rookies involved or no?
No, they have not been added yet. They won't be added until after the draft when landing spot can be calculated into the value, I presume.
All right. Then I will offer for Jordan Howard.
Alone?
Alone.
Okay.
And I am going to offer Tariq Cohen and Chris Godwin.
All right, so Jordan Howard comes in at 23.2. Nathan offered Tariq Cohen at 6.3 and Godwin at 5.1 for a total of 11.4. All right, so Nathan comes in at a difference at 11.8. Ryan went for the pair. Jordy Nelson is 5.5, so the pairing is 28.7. Ooh, Ryan offered Brandon Cooks at 23.7, a difference of 5. Yeah. Matt offered Doug Baldwin 20.6, obviously lower. Ryan wins the first match. So Ryan is leading this game 1-0, and we will let him start with the next one. Then Matt will go next, and then Nathan. All right, Ryan's on his way to a comeback.
That's right.
Ryan, the next pairing, we have a pair of Bryants. We have Dez Bryant or Martavis Bryant.
Or both.
Or both, yes. I'm sorry. Dez and Martavis.
I will offer for both.
Dez and Martavis.
I will offer for both players. I'm gonna say Sammy Watkins.
That's what I was gonna say.
Alrighty, so you go 2-for-1 with Sammy and Matt. What do you want to do here?
I'm gonna offer for both of them as well. I'm gonna say Devin Funchess.
Ooh. I'm going to say Mixon for the pair.
So you think we're way off, Nathan?
I think you're close. I think Matt's off. I've been terrible this episode, so no one should listen to what the fuck I say.
this whole episode, all of the the one game that we've played so far. All right.
He was really bad at that one.
It did end quickly for him. That is true. Guys aren't terribly off this one. All right, so we've got everybody going for the pair. Dez Bryant comes in at 9.6. Martavis Bryant comes in at 7.8 for a total of 17.4. Ryan offered Sammy, who's at 20.3, a difference of 2.9. Matt offered Funchess, who is 12.2, comes in low, but 5.2 difference. And Nathan offers Mixon, who comes in higher than Sammy at 23.9.
Damn, Ryan's gonna sweep.
God, you people are so bad at Dynasty. Why is Mixon higher, valued higher than Sammy Watkins? Jesus Christ.
People hate three, Sammy, Nathan.
Three teams, here, man. Three teams.
And you've not really gotten there yet. I love Sammy still, so I wish people would sell him to me for the price that I think he should be sold for.
But my strategy was to go a player that's valued slightly lower than Sammy, and I took a player that was a lot.
That was my strategy too. But
you were actually the furthest off. I will say, after Nathan critiqued Matt for being way off, Nathan was further off.
That's why I asked if you thought we were way off, because I thought you jumped way up in value.
So did I, yeah.
All right. Ryan has 2 points.
Ryan has 2 points. Could close out the game here quickly. We could get this podcast over real fast. All right, we're going to go with a pair of Tylers now. Tyler Eifert and Tyler Lockett. Yeah, have fun with that one.
I mean, can I offer poop? what's their ADP?
It does not have a value. So you can offer it. It'll get denied. Ryan's up first here.
Eifert and Lockett, I will offer for both. I will offer, oh man, that still feels high, Delanie Walker.
All righty. And over to Matt. Matt, what are you going to offer for Tyler, this pair of Tylers?
Eifert and Locker.
Lockett.
You can offer for Jake Locker. If you really want to dig in the grave.
Yep.
He's got to be out of MFL's database even by now, right?
Yes,
he is.
By a couple years.
How about Kelvin Benjamin for both?
All righty. And Nathan, how do you want to handle this?
I'm going to stick with just my boy Eifert. And I'm going to offer.
This is going to be so bad.
this is going to be bad.
I'm going to offer Cameron Brate and Peyton Barber.
Oh, that's sounds not like bad. A, that's pretty
like
good.
A trade we made, Nathan.
Minus I think Nathan.
Screw you! I gave you the 102 for Tyler Eifert. Go screw yourself.
Wow, that's well, I moved it, so unfortunate. 102.
It was a future first that ended up being 102, and Matt already traded it.
And I moved it like not very long after I got it. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so you went for that was just for Eifert. You said right.
Because we can't do two for two, can we? Or can we?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
All right, we started off with Eifert and Lockett. Eifert comes in at 4.9, Lockett at 4.5. 9.4 is the price for the pair. Ryan on Delanie Walker, 6.3, which is only a difference of 3.1. That's pretty good. Individually for Eifert, 4.9. Nathan offered Brate and Barber. Brate, 3.6. Barber, 1.8. Total of 5.4.
Wow.
Difference of 0.5. That is close. Kelvin Benjamin, 9.4.
Oh, snap.
Matt, take a victory lap. You hit the nail the head.
Right, got you back.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Ryan still gets to go first because he is still in the lead. So we are to now go to a pair of Devontae's, depending on how you say it or pronounce it, which I can't do any of them. Davante Adams and Davante Parker.
For both, I will offer Antonio Brown.
Ah, oh, you son of a bitch.
Did he snipe you once again?
He did.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
All right, Matt,
I'm just going to go right next to him. I'm going to go Mike Evans for both.
And I'm going to go right next to him, Hopkins, for both.
Wow. All right. Well, so basically whoever's closest is going to win this one.
Well, that's how the game works, John.
that is how math works. So yeah, that is how the game works. You are right. You guys went in a line. Bums. All right. So we are going 2-for-1 here. And we've got Davante Adams coming in at 38.9. And Davante Parker coming in at 14.5, total of 53.4.
Nathan won.
Ryan offered AB 54.3. Matt offered Mike Evans 48.2.
Gross.
Nathan offered Hopkins 58.5. We have a winner. Ryan has won this game tonight.
All right.
So.
It's work, Ryan.
I don't have to do the differences. Ryan is so close. I don't have to do the math. I can tell you he's the closest. So Ryan has 3 points and has won the game. So Ryan has who won the first game there?
Matt did. So.
So Matt and Ryan are 1-1 on the night.
Nathan won the name game last time, so I'm sure it's a show that only he knows.
Please don't. We should probably eliminate him, but that's not fair. That's not how the rules go. God, if he wins, then we have to go to tiebreaker. Come on, guys. Just
is this going to be like a?
It's not that
strawberry important. Crest football player.
All right, we've got the name game tonight. There's going to be a little bit of a twist on this too, because quite frankly, it's getting harder to write clues for this every single week. So I'm looking forward to a little time off from it. We do have one round of the regular mashed together names. Then we've got another round for common name between two different things that you'll figure it out as we go, I assume. But again, I will offer one clue to one contestant, 2 points if they get it right on the first question, 1 point if they get it right on the second clue, 1 point if you steal. Matt will get to go first because Matt and Ryan are tied. So order will go Matt, Ryan, Nathan. Everybody square?
Do we get a theme or is that a secret?
We do get a theme. I guess I can say
it. It's also a secret.
It's Breaking Bad tonight. Tonight we're Breaking Bad.
Oh, I'm going to get 0 points. I've never seen an episode.
Oh, shit. That was in your list. I could have sworn.
Breaking Bad was not on my list.
Oh, shit.
Just go ahead. I'm going to lose anyways.
All right. Well, that's even better then. Perfect.
Freaking host.
Yeah. I could have sworn that Breaking Bad was on everybody's list. Oh, well.
What was your three, Nathan?
I mean, I gave a whole list. It was like Friends, Seinfeld, Shameless, Criminal Minds, The Middle. I gave a bunch of them.
I said Parks and Rec, Breaking Bad.
That's all I said. Those
and something else.
All right. So if Nathan didn't say Parks and Rec, then nobody had a common one, you guys. It's my grief.
No, they did. They had Parks and Rec and Breaking Bad.
Maybe that's why I chose it. All right. I'm sure there was a reason for it. Nonetheless, we've
just
got
screw Nathan.
Exactly. It was all a big plot. So we've got Breaking Bad theme tonight then.
Oh, man.
Matt, you got to go first. We're going to do the mashed together clues first. So this replacement level cook with NFC North quarterback.
NFC North quarterback. Okay, I'll take the second hint.
Vikings.
What was the first part of the clue?
This replacement level cook with NFC North quarterback. While Matt's thinking, I will go ahead and actually read a word from our sponsor. So, have you ever wished you could be an NFL general manager? Well, now, thanks to Reality Sports Online, a powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy teams like an NFL general manager. Reality Sports Online was created by a former NFL front office personnel and features a revolutionary free agency auction room, which mimics NFL free agency, enabling fantasy owners to negotiate and sign the NFL's top talent to multi or single year contracts. The platform can host up to 32 teams and has a ton of other cool features in addition to free agency, like a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Test your general manager skills for free at realitysportsonline.com in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use promo code GAMENIGHT to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. Matt, did I give you enough time to come up with an answer?
No, man. You must have went deep. You must have went deep. I don't have
John, just a heads up, since you don't check Twitter during the show, Scott just tweeted that he DM'd you, for whatever that's worth. the DGN account. Maybe it's urgent. I don't know.
I'll make sure I do that during the show instead of actually hosting. All right. So anybody have a steal, or are we moving on from this one?
I know the quarterback, obviously, and I thought I knew the thing, but I can't put them together.
All right. So the
Hold on.
The replacement Cook.
Walter White, Whitey Johnson.
All right. So it is Gale Bettekirk Cousins.
I could not pull his last name. I thought it was. I kept going to Pinkman. I was like,
I feel like they said
or Todd. What's Todd? Todd is like, never mind. I'm going to shut up.
You're giving names again.
I'm going to shut up. I'm just naming things like last time. Yeah.
Start shouting out names for Nathan. He's writing them all down. All right, Ryan.
I wrote down every name I knew, and it's three. So,
wait, in the whole show?
Walter White is not an answer tonight. Walter White, not an answer.
Okay, I'm down to three then.
Ryan wrote Walter White, Skylar White, and what's the kid?
Walter White Jr.
Yeah, Walter White Jr. Yeah.
That was three of them.
Jesus Christ.
We might need that tiebreaker.
All right. Really, this will be great. Somebody just get a point. So this shot by child dealer with this Alabama draft hopeful.
My God, you did go deep.
I feel like his name would be memorable.
Twitter is really angry with us right now.
Ryan, if you want a clue, let me know.
Not going to matter.
I will give it then.
I forgot it was even my turn, actually.
Oh, this is just going swimmingly, guys.
You should have picked Parks and Rec.
You picked a dark show. Let's say you should have had Parks and Rec. I know it's obviously hindsight.
Should have gone Seinfeld, but you know.
Yeah, Seinfeld would be good too. All right.
Sure. Okay. Nonetheless.
I'll take a clue, yes.
The clue is running back. The draft hopeful is a running back, if that helps you.
Man. No, I mean, I don't even remember the scene.
I remember the scene, but I don't remember that character being
that important. You'll remember his name.
Maybe I don't remember the scene.
All right, I guess I'll move on, and I'll give this one out as well. Combo Scarborough.
Yeah.
His name was Combo.
He was, yep. I remember now.
Okay, so I'm not
I need to rewatch Breaking Bad.
I mean, he was like he was only in like one season and not even a whole season.
I'm sorry. I should have made every answer Walter White. That would have been a lot of fun.
Walter Whiteyhead.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that if you've only seen it once, you're probably not going to remember Combo. I've seen it two or three times, something like that.
All right, Nathan.
What if you've seen it zero times?
Nathan,
come on, Nathan. Have you seen Parks and Rec, Nathan?
No, I have not.
So it wouldn't have been better anyway.
Let's see if you can end anything here, Nathan. I'm doubting so, but all right. Psycho dealer who likes things tight with this AFC running back, AFC West running back. Psycho dealer who likes things tight with this AFC West running back.
Todd Melvin Gordon.
No.
Good try.
Anybody got a steal? I will go ahead and give the clue is Chiefs running back.
Which one came? Sorry, can you do the whole thing again? Which one came first?
Psycho dealer who likes things tight with this West running back.
God damn it, what is his name?
At this point, I'm hoping Matt just gets a point so the game ends tonight.
God, I know the character and it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Visual answers are not valid.
Fuck. I'm going to feel really dumb after this one. I even know this.
All right. I think we're going to have to call this one too. Good God.
Wait, hold on. Is it Hector Salamanca-Reem Hunt?
Oh, you are so close. It is Tuco.
God.
Salamanca.
Damn it. Hunt. Yes.
Tuco. How did you remember Salamanca, but not Tuco?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Tuco Reem Hunt.
No, Tuco Salamanca. Kareem Hunt. Last name is Salamanca. All right, we're done with the disaster of blending names. Good God.
God.
Somebody get a point in this one. We are just going to go with common names, or the shared name now. So I will give a clue. There will be something shared about each name. You just have to give me that. It's that easy.
Something shared between each name.
One word answers, basically.
It's still Breaking Bad.
Still Breaking Bad. Still Breaking Bad.
The show is Breaking Bad.
Matt's going first here. So we've got, this is going to end up so badly. Shared name of this junkie and the college of an AFC West running back.
Oh my God.
Okay. Shared we could guess this.
Oh, I've got this.
Say it one more time.
He's got a steal. But Nathan's not allowed to win this game. Please God, no, don't let that happen. All right. Shared name of this junkie and college of an AFC West running back.
I will take a second clue.
The AFC West running back plays for the San Diego Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers. Good God, it's been a year, and I still mess it up.
I've got it.
This is going to be awful. Please don't let Nathan win this game with 1 point.
I have the college.
Didn't say the college. That's all you need.
Think about the college. Think about how it matches up with the team, with the deal, or with the junkie's name.
I thought it was just one name. I don't understand.
It is one.
Okay,
I've got a steal. I think.
I mean, I do too.
I must need to know how to see how this works. I guess is it
one word? You're not trying to match things together and blend them in any way.
Just two things that are the same.
It's one thing.
I mean, one thing that is the same about both.
One thing that is in common with the college of an AFC West running back for the Chargers.
I got it. Badger.
Yeah.
Matt gets a point.
Okay.
I was thinking like
on the board.
Cheese, Pinkman. How do I make just, cheese and Pinkman go together? Like
I was just gonna say Wisconsin. So
I think that's where you were going, Nathan, when you started saying about you know the name of the college, and I'm thinking it's not the name of the college that matches up. All right, we're going to go over to Ryan now.
I'm in trouble. This one's over.
I only got 1 point, Ryan. You can get two right here.
Shared name of this NFC South wide receiver and a heated floor connoisseur. If you would like the name of the NFL team, I can give that as the clue.
Sure, I'll take that.
Oh my God, I almost said his name out loud. That would have been that would have been fantastic. All right, so we have New Orleans Saints. Wow. I can't believe I almost said his name out loud. New Orleans Saints.
Steele.
Give the clue again.
All right. Shared name of this NFC South wide receiver and a heated floor connoisseur.
Oh. I might have a steal.
I already said steal, so you're out of luck. So.
Nathan gets to steal first if Ryan doesn't have an answer. Ryan's out. Nathan, what's
up? I'm going to guess.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
I'll say Cam.
Incorrect. What do you got, Nathan?
I'll say Thomas.
Incorrect. What do you got, Matt?
Mike?
No. Ted Beneke was the heated floor connoisseur.
Who?
Ted Beneke. Nobody remembers Ted Beneke. That was Skyler's.
No, nobody remembers Ted Ginn either. Yeah. So.
I thought for someone using
it. I didn't realize I should.
I'm not going to say the name.
Super easy. The goal wasn't to make it super easy. All right.
Yeah, so Breaking Bad's a tough show for this game. It really is.
It is. There's a lot, but there it was a so kind many, of a like, limited list
characters.
That I was supplying.
Yeah,
with.
So many characters. No,
I feel you.
I will blame the list suppliers. All right. On to Nathan. Oh, God. Please don't win this, Nathan.
Win it, Nathan.
I just have 1 point, right? That's the only score so far?
That's it. Literally 1-0. All right. Shared name of this chili pepper loving cook and AFC North tight end. shared name of this chili pepper loving cook and AFC North tight end?
Who's the Steelers wide receiver? Anybody know?
Steel.
No.
Ryan's got a steal.
I'm just going to go David.
Incorrect. Ryan, what do you got? Oh, do you want – would you like the clue?
No.
Me or Ryan?
Okay. The clue was the Steelers, so.
I said no. I'm going to say – I'm saying Jesse.
It is Jesse.
Damn it. Why did I
All right. So we have a Nathan is now out of this the name game, probably thankfully. I have one more that can break the – I actually have three more. So we're going to break the tie in the name game, and that's going to determine who wins. It's going to be Matt or Ryan because they're each at 1 point on the night. Phew. It's coming down to a name game where people can't score points. All right, so with this one, it's just going to be buzz in, say your name. Whoever is first to get a point is going to win the game and win the night. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
This All one right. question?
I have three questions.
Oh, okay.
First one's a shared name, and then I have two questions that are extremely poetic license answers. So I'd like to avoid those. Shared name of this Breaking Bad character and Packer, former Packer one game wonder.
Seriously.
Oh, I know this one.
Shared name of this breaking. I can't speak.
Wait, why can't I steal this and then tie it? Because
you are out. You did not.
Why am I out?
Because we went through the first. Wait, we don't get
a
clue. You didn't score anything. They're tied.
But I know the answer though.
This is the tiebreaker of the game.
No, it's not. I already won.
Game.
I already won. I know this answer.
All right, we'll give you an imaginary point afterwards.
Matt.
All right, what do you got, Matt?
Jeff.
Wrong.
Wrong. If anybody would like a clue.
Hold on.
I don't know. I don't want a clue. I already know the answer.
Okay, you're out, Nathan.
Wait,
I'm so mad right now.
I thought
now.
We were going to get a clue. Never mind. Whatever.
No, who's turn? I'm being an asshole here. Whoever wants
a clue. I thought we were going to get a clue. I thought that was it. Because I said.
That was a clue. I did have a clue.
I said if we get something for Breaking Bad because you said Breaking Bad character. And I said, do we get.
Yeah, I'll take the second clue.
All right.
Is that how it works?
I feel like I should probably open it up to Matt and you if I give the second clue. Is that?
I asked for it.
Well, then, yeah, that's well, then let me put a guess in then.
Okay, go ahead and put a guess in first. That works.
Then
you're even with guesses.
Allison?
Incorrect. So far we are at shared name of Breaking Bad character. And Packer, one game wonder. The clue is Seattle super contract.
Oh, I've got it. Everyone does, but that's okay.
Oh, now I thought you had it before, Nathan.
I was wrong before.
What was your answer before?
Geronimo.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I knew that, but. I now know the answer.
Oh, I got it.
All right, Matt, what is it?
Is it Flynn?
Yeah.
It is Flynn.
Oh, geez.
We have a season one Dynasty Game Night champion. Matt actually pulls it out. Congratulations, Matt. Wow. I didn't realize I would have to.
I'm so glad I didn't say Matt. I'm so glad I didn't say Matt.
Yeah, that was good that you didn't say Matt. Yeah, Flynn was Walter White Jr.'s name when he was, being all unhappy. So, all right, guys, I appreciate you joining us tonight.
Good game, dude.
And multiple times throughout the season. What was this, the third time for each of you guys to come on and play? First time experiencing losses, though, unfortunately. But yeah. Matt gets back on it. Matt's winning now. Now he gets to do some hosting.
But if we look at it this way, Matt has more career losses than me and Ryan.
That's true. I definitely Matt has do. More I've losses lost than three of the last four.
Anybody but me, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's easily. I still lead in losses, and Matt's right there behind me. Yeah, that's for sure.
Nathan, your mission is to go watch Breaking Bad. Seriously, it's one of the best shows ever made.
Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Yes, on Netflix.
I mean, but, like, I don't like serious shows, though. So,
Nathan, this is one that, like, after you watch just the first couple episodes, it's the one that, like, is tough to leave. Oh, we finally do have the phone a friend option.
Fishy.
What's up, Finn? What's going on, guys?
Scott Fish has joined us. Scott, would you have gotten any of those clues?
I had Tuca immediately.
Nice.
But there were like three or four of them I did not know at all. That was I love Breaking Bad.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Nice. Tuca and Badger are the only two that I knew pretty close to immediately. The other ones, man, tough as hell. That was a tough game.
It is hard. For anybody out there watching or listening, it is extremely hard when you're under the pressure of trying to figure it out. It is extremely difficult.
Especially when you haven't seen the TV show.
Yeah, that was probably a disadvantage for you, Nathan. I actually do feel a little bit bad about that, but now that it's over, I don't feel bad at all. So, because it's over.
I was hoping I would know the answer to that last one because I have Hulk Hogan's Real American queued up and I was going to join and have it play. But I did not.
All right, so Scott gets to jump in here now because not only did Matt Price just win for himself.
Congratulations, Matt.
Matt Price won for somebody else as well. Dwight Peebles will now get to be a contestant on a future episode of Dynasty Game Night, where the prize for winning that night is going to be an awesome, awesome prize. Scott, what's that prize going to be?
That is going to be a pat on the back from John and a Netflix Ed Chill night with Nathan in Florida.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm in a relationship, so I'm not sure I can offer that anymore.
A behind the scenes.
Nathan's swiping left.
Trip with Matt at the zoo and a free hour of Dynasty advice from Ryan McDowell.
That would be worth its weight.
Wait, hold on. So you think that. Let's just break this down. You think that I'm better at sex than I am at Dynasty?
No comment.
All right, so we've got an actual prize, though. Scott, I'll let you tell everybody what the actual prize is.
I think you're giving out an SFB entry, aren't you?
We are going to give out an SFB entry. So that's Dwight's going to get to come on the show and play. He'll get a chance to win an SFB entry for this year. And we've got one more spot. On that episode,
I've got to give one more shout out because Tim McIntosh in pigs, all the pigs leagues bet five capitalist pit bucks on me to win the whole tournament like months ago. So
he did. He bet that a long time ago. He bet on that, and now he won.
Thank you for the beef jerky that you sent me today. It was delicious.
Whoa, hold on.
Are you wait?
People are sending like beef jerky. That sounds
performance enhancing right there.
If I knew you could get beef jerky for appearing on this show, I would have come on long ago.
It's like special for Montana and shit.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was also my dinner tonight because I had to play this game.
All right, so the second contestant on that night will be drawn from those that have bought shirts. So you can still buy your shirt. All you have to do is let Matt or me know or send it to the @DGNpod handle, and we can get you a shirt. We will do a drawing of shirts. Of the shirt buyers to come on and take on Dwight and maybe somebody else for that SFB spot. So, Scott, huge thanks for letting us give that spot away. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for real.
No pressure there at all, right?
It'll be fun. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, Ryan, Nathan, thanks for joining us. Matt, congratulations. I don't think we have to give out Twitter handles for anybody in this panel right now. So thanks for listening, everybody. Go buy a shirt. Give us a rate, review, share. Let everybody know how much you're having fun with Dynasty Game Night. We will be back in a couple of weeks. And guess what? Matt has to host. The best part of the night is I'm done with this hosting for a while. Yeah.
I'll probably host for a while.
Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it.
Your podcast seemed to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.
The other dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with a dummy. Dynasty Game Night, game night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, game night.